you have a hard time with that question, maybe that's the problem. I want it back for me, but it's those other folk out there. Can't be trusted. Proudhon's going to help us with that today. Well, he and Kropotkin help an enormous amount with that, illusion, that mythology. When Proudhon said it was false folks provoking we the people to anger and violence in evolutionary moments, those moments when a critical mass are of one mind to move our human consciousness beyond the pit of slavery and submission we are stuck in, called class. When he said this, he knew whereof he spoke. He'd made a study of class, the millennia-old system of rule, and concluded, in essence, that to end it, we simply stop feeding it, and feed instead what we want. And I'm not suggesting that you could just drop everything and change the way you are surviving right now. I'm saying that a one-day global general strike is so doable. I mean, each one of us can do that. Give up one day, a one-day global general strike. We'll get our lives back almost overnight. Don't need 10,000 wannabe gods ruling our world, making decisions for us. We got good brains, we need to use them. We got good hearts. Connect with your brothers and sisters in a one-day global general strike. We'll get our lives back almost overnight. So we're going to be making up songs, and we're going to be hitting the streets, and we're going to be spreading the good news to our brothers and sisters. It is meant to be, is what I am seeing. Global general strikes are not only effective, essential strategy, but illustrate perfectly that the most radical act to end class is to do nothing, except associate, as Proudhon says, with each other. We're talking low overhead strategy now that we have the means to intercommunicate instantly, globally. Now that we have social media and our minds stayed on freedom, requiring us to but walk, gather, talk, share food, dance, share plans, discuss, make songs, party on from dusk till dawn. Next day, the same, repeat till free is our recipe to end millennia-long suppression of our inherent freedom and our inherent oneness. And of course, our discussions are key, or we would not have needed Alice Miller, Karl Popper, P.J. Proudhon, Peter Kropotkin, Jeremy Bentham, John Boswell, Terence K. Hopkins, Emmanuel Wallerstein, Giovanni Arrighi, Sebastian de Grazia, Alfred O. Hirschman, and Martin Bernal, to name but those we found most critical for unpacking the fear of the power guys, why they stay hidden, most critical for outing them. Our examination of the text, render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's, had best start here. We are born of fearing nothing, as we are from and of the all. And we arrive with the assumption that to the all we are come. Let's return to them their fear and take up our original endowment in the form of our Unity Responsibility Project, which means sowing seeds, fostering discussions, knitting networks, overcoming divisions toward a single end, global system decommission. Recall Proudhon's guidance to us, quote, you need a clear, positive, and exact expression of your whole idea. That is, an expression which states at once the principle, the means, and the end. And I add that that expression is association. Unquote. Association, as few understood so well as he, is the master key to all the doors of our captivity. It overcomes fear and atomization. It aligns us with truth. It is generative. It makes more through innovation and creativity. It is wealth and energy. It is true power. It allows us to reconceive our allegiance and reclaim our bodies. Our bodies being the treasure we came with. Power owns no part of it. With association as guide, we can put in our bodies and incorporate into our personalities the whole idea. Getting and keeping free. The facades we've been conditioned to see as real, government, money, are symbols of what they do. Compel service.